Marcus Mariota was really good against the Panthers, and he started poorly. It really highlights how good he was, particularly in the second half, because the first couple drives he came in were not good. That Mariota was able to go, how did he finish? 18 of 23, 205, two touchdowns, ran for another 34.
Mm-hmm.
That he was able to perform that well, does that impact the decision this week against the Bears?
I don't think it should. I think everything should come down to what you feel about Jaden Daniels. Because I think Marcus Mariota is a pro. He's a veteran enough player where he's going to be prepared to go, just like he was in that game. So you need to be focusing on if Jaden can, excuse me, if he can go, he goes. If he can't, he can't, and you go to Marcus next. But I believe Marcus will be ready. If it was a younger person in that position, you have to give that guy the whole week to prepare for it. You know what I'm saying? And if Marcus goes the whole week and at the end Jaden can play, I don't think he has a problem with it. You know what I mean? Because he knew what he was getting into when he came here.
Yep. I think it's funny. Where the hell was I last night? I was at NBC4 last night and talking with Leon and Doug. And we kind of started talking about Mariota, and they asked, like, you know, Marcus seems like such a good guy since he's been here. He and Jaden have that relationship. But, man, I remember in that Netflix show, the quarterback show, it seemed like he dogged his team. And I watched that show. I think you watched it. I don't know if you did.
Yeah.
But it was a tough look for Mariota. And I think a lot of fans don't realize how sideways things can get inside of an NFL building late in a season. And I unfortunately know it because it happened a lot in Washington. Hell, it happened here last year. How many people hated each other in that locker room?
But let's think about this,
between the locker room floor and the coach's floor last year?
The editing and to make that show go, they want to get every person and eyes and everything to look at it. They want to get little stories to be told. When you look at Marcus Mariota in that quarterback show, and then who are the other quarterbacks? Wasn't Pat Mahomes one of them?
Mahomes and Kirk.
Are you gonna piss off Pat Mahomes? Because Pat Mahomes is going to be around for a lot longer, right? So they edited to make a certain thing look, or they tried to enhance it because it was probably boring otherwise on his side. So all these reality shows per se, not completely reality.
My thought specific to that show that year is Mariota went to Philly last year as the backup, clearly, and was great in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was running that room, that before Sirianni tried to make him the scapegoat, and Brian Johnson, got the job here as passing game coordinator,
yeah,
and immediately wanted to sign Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
That's a dude that was in the room with him for a year, said, yo, this is the guy to help our new young guy.
There you go.
Mariota came here with a full eyes wide open of what was to happen,
yeah,
right? So I look at that 22 season when Mariota gets pulled late in the year for a coach where things didn't exactly go well. At the point he got benched after week 13, maybe he was hurt. Like, the knee was an issue if you go back and watch that thing. But at that point that they pulled him, week 13, they were going into the bye. They were 5-8. They were giving up a ton of points. Their defense ranked in the high 20s. They were bottom five defense.
Kind of sound like what's going, but the opposite of what happened over in Wisconsin.
And Mariota, at that stage, was completing 61% of his passes, 15 touchdowns to 9 picks, kind of grinding out wins, taking some sacks, but also able to help them on the ground. Remember, they had Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, they were able to move the ball on the ground fairly mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
Mariota had over 400 yards rushing. I think Mariota, what I truly think, and I've never asked him about this, I'm not sure I even will, right? It's water under all the bridges. But when people ask me specifically about the Netflix documentary, my theory, I think Mariota signed with Atlanta told it was he was the guy because they drafted Ritter. Ritter was what, a third or fourth rounder?
Something like that.
Hey, Marcus, you're our guy this year. We think we're a playoff team. We drafted Ritter in the third round. We want you to show him how to play the position, how to be a pro, how to be a vet. So then they come to Marcus late in the year and say, yo, we're going to the kid, even though he was probably told they weren't going to do that that year. And there was probably some pressure from ownership to do that. And that's just how things work late in the season. Did he quit on a team? I doubt it. I mean, they went to, so they benched Mariota week 13. Then they have a bye. They come out, they lose their next two. The offense can't move the football. I know Fitz, when Ryan Fitzpatrick hurt his hip in the first quarter of the first game, he was here. I legit never saw him again that year.
Yeah.
Like, did Fitz quit on the team that year, or was he hurt and went and did his own thing?
But very,
maybe he was back in the building. I'd have to go back and check. Like,
very similar to what happened last year. When Heineke was here, where you take him out. That was 3 years ago. Where you
with Wentz?
All of a sudden, we're not gonna play you. No. Now we're gonna start you. But we're gonna start you. Then we're gonna bring all those games.
The Howell stuff.
See.
The week 17 game against the Cowboys.
My thing is, the players are no different than any one of us. We don't want to be played with. So if they were trying to play him back and forth, you know, all of a sudden now he's benching you in week 13. We lose the next two. Hey, want you to play the last game. Man, to hell with you. And I don't think any player on that team would think that he quit on them. Hell, they quit. The team quit on him. The decision makers.
Dude, when you see the quarterback hijinks late in a year and you hear me and B. Mitch talk about self-preservation league, that is coaches, front office personnel trying to save their jobs to give ownership something they can point to and be like, you got to keep me around.
Yeah.
Because me
look
and that
I
kid,
did.
Look what happened late in the year with that kid. And if you look at this 22 Atlanta Falcons, they bench Mariota, they go to Ritter for the last four, and guess what happened? They won the last two. And guess who stuck around for another year? Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the exact same record in 22 as they did in 23. They went 7-10. Like, when we tell you the self-preservation is a true mindset for a lot of people involved in the National Football League, that's a perfect example.
Big time.
So, specific to Mariota, I think you're dead on, B. I think you know what you got. He's a vet. If you got to lean on him this weekend, you do. And I don't know that he has the same level of success against the Bears defense that he did against the Panthers.
Yeah.
The Panthers defense was god-awful coming in, and they didn't have six of their front seven playing in that game.
But the fact that he had success makes the Bears have to really hunker down a little bit more. They don't look at it the same way now. They go, oh, look, they had success. The leagues don't look at – the team is not going to say, oh, the Panthers suck.
Right.
They're going to say, you know what? We got to watch him.
Look what he's able to do to keep his eyes downfield and still stay behind the line of scrimmage.
Totally.
Bears do come in with the fourth best – points allowed defense, fifth best in yards. They are creating turnovers at a high rate. They're third in the NFL in turnover margin. They are really good at getting teams off the field on third down. Seventh in the NFL. They're only allowing third down conversions 32% of the time. Look, man, this is an all-hands-on-deck game. Bears, whatever you think of Caleb Williams, the Bears are good.
Yeah.
I think Caleb's pretty damn good. They've got – I was thinking about this. Do we remember what DJ Moore did last year?
I remember.
I know you do.
I sure in the hell remember.
I want to make sure everyone remembers. So I'm just going to read the numbers. DJ Moore, last season, week five, in a game where Washington was down 27-0 at halftime to a Bears team that hadn't won in a calendar year. Lanville, do you remember? DJ Moore in that game, over, under 175 receiving yards.
Probably over.
Jeffrey, over, under 1.5 touchdowns.
Over.
B-Mitch, over, under 6 catches.
Over.
8 catches, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That dude's coming back to town.
Yeah, he is. So
buckle up, man. This ain't your father's Bears team. Barstool Nate joins us at 11.